Hey, greetings. This is Jim from don'tperish.com, John 4, 24 Radio. Hey, wanted to bring you a topic of discernment and teaching today. My topic is accuser of the brethren explained. You know, if I had a dollar for every time someone said to me, you're the accuser of the brethren, let's just say I'd have a lot of dollars. Now, is it correct to call another man or use that terminology to tie it to a person? Is that biblically correct? The answer is no, it is not. Here's why. The term the accuser of the brethren is used only one time in all of the New Testament scriptures. And you can find that in Revelation 12, where Christ is talking about, I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation, strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. So in context, the one time the Bible uses that accuser of the brethren term is talking about Satan. Now, what did Jesus teach us about Satan? Well, in John 8, he says he's the father of lies, he's a murderer, and there's no truth in him. So let's see. Per Jesus Christ, the accuser of the brethren is Satan. He's a murderer, and there's no truth in him, and he's full of lies. Clearly, this is not speaking of a man or someone that you disagree with theologically. This is speaking of Satan. See, what happens is when false teachers and modern pastors get exposed, we reach out to them in love and then try to show them the error of their heretical ways. When they get exposed and they won't repent, rather than going to God's word to defend themselves, sadly, they cry out, you're an accuser of the brethren. Well, if they weren't in sin and heresy, there would be no accusation, and the accusations are always made based on their own teachings, their own website, their own words. It's not hearsay. It's not rumors. It's not gossip. And the Bible makes it very clear we are to call out other people. We're to test all things, 1 Thess 5:21. We are to mark those who leave sound doctrine, Romans 16:17. Matthew 18, Jesus himself said, if a man is in sin, go to him, call him out, bring others, take him to the body. Then if he won't repent, put him out of the body. 1 Timothy 5 talks about rebuking those in public sin, and Ephesians 5 talks about exposing evil. So this is only a diversionary tactic that false teachers use to try to say, you shouldn't be accusing the brethren. Rather than repenting and coming clean to God's word, if they even are born again of him, which most of them clearly are not by their fruit, they call names, call people that call them out, accuser of the brethren. In fact, the Pharisees actually accused Jesus of having a demon and being on Satan's side. So I guess we're in good company. They did it to our master. They're going to do it to us when we call them out. See, the goal is to really bring them to repentance, these false teachers, and for God's glory. But when they will not repent of their false ways, they need to be called out and marked. And that's when they use this false accuser of the brethren. So don't be led astray by them. They're leading you astray in religious buildings, through their pulpit sermons, through their easy believism, through their worldliness, their carnality, their church membership roles, their false tithing rules. Don't be taken in by them, by all those things. And don't be taken in by accuser of the brethren. Hey, go to don'tperish.com. Go to our teaching blog, hundreds of articles. Go to our videos, hundreds of videos. Go to John 4:24 Radio, hundreds of audios to help you in the true faith, the true biblical gospel, and out of the false ways of man-made religion. Hope this has helped you understand accuser of the brethren. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.